Hello, I'm Cheryl Irwin. I'll be talking about adult subject matter today. If you have a child nearby, you might want to listen later on KUNR.org. Unless you've been living in the proverbial cave recently, you can't help but be aware of the Me Too and Time's Up movements, a public conversation about the prevalence of sexual assault and predatory behavior, primarily against women, but sometimes involving men as well. I believe this conversation is long overdue. Who doesn't want a safer and more respectful world for their children, regardless of gender? But stopping sexual assault and predatory behavior is a complex task. It reflects values long held by Western culture about the dominance of men over women, who men and women should be, and what healthy relationships even look like. One challenge is how common pornography has become, even for kids. Most adults are aware that pornography sites pop up on phones, tablets, and computers, whether you want them or not, and heaven forbid that you've ever actually logged onto or searched for one. Now that younger kids have smartphones, they too are exposed to pornography, often without parents' knowledge. If you've installed parental controls, they'll still see it on the screens of friends who have access. This isn't new, of course, especially as kids become curious. Kids of my generation snuck National Geographics into their rooms, and many young men have been introduced to the mysteries of the female form by the Sports Illustrated swimsuit issue. These days, however, both young men and women are viewing hardcore porn. The problem is that porn isn't the real world, or shouldn't be. Kids compare themselves to what they see. They judge their own bodies by these surgically enhanced performers. More perniciously, they think this is what healthy sex looks like, what they should emulate in their own relationships. In case you haven't viewed porn recently, let me remind you. You won't see anything resembling respect, consent, patience, love, or tenderness. How should parents respond? Well, there's no substitute for talking to your kids, not just about sex, but about pornography. Teach your sons and daughters what the word consent means and what it looks like to treat another person with genuine respect. Even better, model these things in your own relationships. Teach your kids how to use their voices, how to stand up for themselves and others, and why it's not okay to request or send sexually explicit photographs. Yes, these conversations can be uncomfortable, but if you don't talk to your kids, they'll talk to their friends. They need to hear it from you as soon as they become curious. Take the time to educate yourself, and then educate your kids. For KUNR, this is Cheryl Irwin.